Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Jones! Bowden! He's got it! England have won the World Cup by the barest of margins!
Hello and welcome to the Analyst Inside Cricket in association with LV Insurance, who are the sponsors, of course, of this Test Series, England against India. And today was a tantalising fourth day at Lord's, with the match intriguingly poised, actually, with bad light just, you know, bringing the game to a premature close, with India 181 for 6, 154 ahead. And, well, everybody's going to be asking, Simon, firstly, who do you think are favourites? Before we go to the what with the who's winning graphic, who's favourites in your book?
I'm going England, India, tie, draw.
A tie? Interesting.
Well, yes. I perhaps it's more likely to be a tie than a draw. I mean, you could see a situation where it could be a draw, but I don't think it will be now. The only scenario I can see in which it will be a draw is if India get loads of runs in the morning session, you know, if they extend their first innings lead. And to do that, Pant would have to have lots of support from the tails. That's the only way I can see a draw. In India, get 260, 280 ahead, something like that. And then just, you know, there's enough time for England and perhaps they lose a few wickets and they have to bat out the game. But apart from that, I think that one side or other will win the game or it will be a tie. So that's the logic on the tie. Very unlikely to be a tie. Perhaps slightly more unlikely to be a draw. I mean, I say that slightly, you know, tongue-in-cheek. Of course, it could be a draw, but I think it's going to be either England or India. And I think England are in a better position than India at the moment. But you can definitely see a scenario where India could win this test match.
So this match has toyed with our predictions constantly. And let's have a look at the who's winning graphic right at this moment. And actually the jagged lines showing each team's fortunes plummeting and rising again are indicative of why our predictions have been a bit haywire. So at the end of today's play, well, at the beginning of today's play, England were certainly in probably the most favourites to win, 50%. The draw was sort of 25 and India were about 23 or something like that. And then we had England sort of plummeting their optimism, plummeting with that partnership of however many it was between Pujara and Rahane,
100,
really grinding it out.
149 overs.
Yeah, wow, amazing. So England's hopes gradually extinguishing and India's hopes rising during that partnership. And then suddenly those three wickets late on, two to Moeen Ali, and suddenly England's prospects have climbed back up to almost 50% again, and India's around about 25%. With the draw also, you know, reasonably positive as well. The graphic actually showing the wrong line there, but it's about 25% positive potential for a draw as well. But England, definitely favourites.
Yeah, that draw looks very high on your who's winning graphic.
No, it's wrong, that's why. Okay. The line hasn't quite completed.
You haven't finished the line off. Yeah, the line needs to go down a bit. Yeah, and actually at one stage today, the draw did look the favourite, didn't it? And you know, when that partnership was developing between Rahane and Pujara, you could see, you know, India just batting time. And they almost took a session out of the match in that middle period. And you could think, well, yeah, this is where the game's heading. But then, you know, you can change a test match very quickly with the ball. And that's what England did today. I mean, one thought struck me, you know, big crowd at Lord's today, you know, a vociferous crowd as well, lots of India support. I sort of had that feeling that, you know, people came to watch Rohit, Kohli and Pant, and they ended up watching Rahane and Pujara, you know, block it for whatever it was, 49 overs. But, I mean, they did a valuable job for their side. India were in a terrible position. I mean, it's a huge wicket to get rid of Virat Kohli, 55 for 3. And you could almost see a scenario then where the game could have ended today. You know, if England picked up two more quick wickets, you think, well, it might all just go down in a heap with England, with India's long tail. But they showed great grit and determination. It wasn't thrilling cricket, not by any means, in one sense. But it was... You know, there was a constant fascination because of what they were trying to do, and they were sort of inching forward. It was a little bit like watching grass grow at some points in that partnership. But it was must needs, wasn't it? Both under pressure, both struggling for runs. You know, England really testing them, and they were just resisting until finally, later in the day, that sort of resistance was broken, and England got right back in the game again.
Two little points about that partnership, actually. I think one was, I was really interested to see how the crowd responded to it because, you know, the Lord's crowd is generally a pretty well-educated crowd, and they were really sensitive to Pujara's struggles, and they understood what England's tactics were, which was, you know, to basically bounce the crap out of him for a lot of the time, and with very close set field leg gullies and short legs and so on. And he bravely resisted it, and, you know, there was the crowd urging Mark Wood on and then actually cheering Pujara when he managed to get singles. I think he got his first run. Was it off his 40th ball?
No, it was in the 30s. It was a bit earlier than that. Yeah, so I think something like his 34th or 35th delivery. I mean, it was a huge
cheer, like he'd gone to 50, wasn't it? Or 100 even.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So that was one thing. I really liked the way the crowd, although even the impartials and possibly the England fans could sort of sense their determination and grit. So though they wanted England to take wickets, they could also appreciate the resilience of the Indians. And then the second thing to say about it is that we were sat, me and my partner and a couple of other people were sat rather, you know, luxuriously in the MCC president's box watching this partnership in the afternoon, which wasn't going anywhere for England anyway. And so eventually, after tea, we thought, well, better change tack here and move location. A bit like, you know, players in the dressing room who, when something's going well, they don't shift. They stay in one position, especially in tense moments. Well, we thought, to change it, we need to move. So we moved into the stand, the new Compton stand, and sat amongst the boisterous fans there. Immediately, three wickets fell. So it really worked. A treat for England, shifting our position. And actually, I think Moeen is a sort of minor star of the day. Firstly, for that brilliant catch he took off Virat Kohli, off Rohit Sharma, with that pull shot, when they placed exactly a couple of men for that pull shot. And although it was a sliding catch at deep square leg that a professional cricketer should take, the situation with Rohit Sharma looking really dominant, having already hooked Wood for 6, and also the pressure of the moment of getting that big wicket and having to run towards the ball, which was hit firmly, and slide underneath it. So there was Moeen's momentum towards the ball creating more impact. It was quite a hard catch to take. He took it beautifully, and that was an important moment. And then it took a couple of wickets as well, with one to Jadeja, which was a classic delivery, which, you know, someone like Ravindra Ravichandran Ashwin would have been very proud of.
Yeah, and I suppose the one of the things you'd say about the Jadeja dismissal is that, you know, gives India some optimism for the final day, but also you that feeling if only they had Ashwin in their lineup. And it's not spinning so much that it's impossible for batting out. They're not by any means, but there's enough happening for the slower bowlers that you think, well, if they did have the two spinners in here, then it could be quite tricky for England in the final innings. As it is, they've just got Ravi Jadeja, who might try and wreak his revenge tomorrow for getting that good ball from Moeen Ali. One thing to note about England's bowling today, of course, is in the first innings, it was all about Robinson and Anderson, and today they went wicketless. And it was about the backup bowlers, I say the backup bowlers, the other bowlers who helped England push towards victory. So there was Moeen Ali, and there was Mark Wood, and there was Sam Curran. They all played huge parts today for England with the ball, not least Mark Wood. I mean, Mark Wood was the one that got it going. He came on early. Root took Robinson off after two overs. Wood got into action and he picked up those two wickets. And of course, that was one thing England haven't done so far in the series until today, and that is knock over the openers early on. And it's that's been the reason why India have had sort of some measure of control so far in the series, is because the openers have been able to progress and resist England's new ball bowling. But not today. Wood with those early wickets, the very good catch by Moeen Ali, and the delivery that got rid of KL Rahul as well. And then Wood against Pujara. I mean, Pujara was, you know, he looked as though he could bat forever, not score particularly quickly, but he could bat forever. And Wood got him out with an absolute brute. So there is something in this pitch. I mean, there's something to encourage India on the final day. Are they going to score enough runs? Have they got enough runs? I mean, that's the big question. 154 is a bit skinny at the moment, but with Pant there, you never quite know what can happen. But of course, Yoz, England have got the new ball in the morning.
One problem that England may have is that they haven't got Mark Wood to bowl. And he, after having really put in a tremendous effort with the ball, and I thought actually that his run was getting longer and longer as the day wore on. And certainly I was really expectant when Pant came in and you thought, right, Wood's ready now for another assault on the Indian lower order. And Pant's going to try and take him on, you know, potentially very exciting. And suddenly he dived to stop a ball on the boundary and injured his shoulder. And oh dear, another injury for an England fast bowler they can ill afford. Let's hope it's not too serious. But, you know, shoulder, your right shoulder, it's a sensitive area. You know, you're bowling at 93 miles an hour. You need that shoulder to be 100%. So that worries me slightly.
Yeah, I mean, he did come back onto the field. And then it looked to me, just reading from a distance, it looked to me that when the umpire said, look, you won't be able to take the new ball because the light is so bad, they thought, well, there's no point Wood being on the field. So that, I think that's how I read it. And so in the morning, they can, you know, they can bowl Anderson and they can bowl Robinson to start with Wood back on the field. And then he'll sort of served his time for being off the field. So, I mean, it didn't look great to start with, but it didn't look terrible. So, yeah, for England, it really is, fingers crossed, isn't it? Not necessarily so much for tomorrow. Of course, they might need Wood to, you know, clean out the last two or three. But, you know, going forward, rest of the series, I mean, it's a long way before the Ashes. But, you know, England have dropped a few bowlers already. They don't want to be dropping any more, especially that, you know, it's all the fast bowlers, the nasty fasties that seem to be going down, Archer and Stone and then Wood. But we probably won't know fully until the morning how he sort of pulls, you know, you sleep on it, you see how it is in the morning, how stiff it is, what they can do with it. But I think it's a bit of a fingers crossed. But it didn't look awful, but it initially didn't look great. So anyway, the physio looked at him and he did come back onto the field. That's the one thing I would say.
Well, Wood, if he gets on the field again tomorrow and comes running in as normal, he'll win tomorrow's In With Heart Award for sure. Today, I think we give it to Chateshwar Pujara because, you know, he was under so much pressure, wasn't he? He's had a struggle or two in recent times. He battled against the Australians in that four-test series and was pretty much a punch bag during that test series, especially the last test, where he just basically took blows on the body for the team and was incredibly brave, but you couldn't see how he was going to get a run. And he's failed in the first series, first test of this series, and then failed in the first innings as well. So he was massively under pressure. And I don't know how you managed to bat for nearly 40 balls without scoring a run, and then finally get off the mark. The field was pretty close as well, a tight set field, you know, catches and everything. So there were plenty of gaps, but he was just becalmed totally, but he got through. And, he swayed out of the way of the vicious bounces from Wood and fended a few off. And I mean, just the bravery and guts of the guy. In with Heart Award times 10 today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it was a struggle for him. Also, the other thing as well is that feeling of, you know, when the crowd are, I mean, the crowd were with him, the insupporters were with him, but there was a sort of what they call ironic cheers as well. You know, when he was, you know, when he got to 100 balls, when he got to 200 balls, yeah, there was a sort of a Mickey taking element to it as well. You know, you cheer for 100. You don't normally cheer for a batter surviving for 100 balls or 200 balls. Eventually made 45 from 206 balls. So, you know, there's an element in which, I don't know whether he felt he was being slightly mocked as well. I mean, there was a sort of cheerfulness about it, but there's also that sort of slightly mocking element to it. And you have to sort of put that out of your mind completely, which is what he did. And of course, he's used to playing in that way. You know, he's a batter who has spent a lot of his career scoring relatively slowly and absorbing balls and building his innings. And I think one of the things that suited him today was the fact that, you know, he didn't have to score quickly. There was no pressure to score quickly. It was about staying in, being rock-like, extending the innings, taking time out of the game, seeing where you got to eventually. So in a way, it sort of suited the run of form he was in. But you still need, you know, tremendous skill and guts to survive, and that's what he was able to do. But it did take a fantastic delivery from Mark Wood to dismiss it. It would have got most players out of that. It was an unplayable delivery. It sort of came from nowhere, really, just when England needed it.
Mm. Anderson wicketless today, but I was just watching his first spell. 8 overs, I think. It might even have been 9 overs. 8 overs, yeah. And he was up to 87 miles an hour. He was getting the ball to fly through almost head high at times. Keeper was taking it above his head. Then he was diving around in the field. He was at cover for quite a lot of the second session and made some brilliant stops, you know, getting down quickly to his right or left. I mean, his biomechanics are extraordinary. I mean, he's sort of almost sort of inhuman, is athleticism at that age.
Inhuman? Superhuman, surely.
Superhuman.
All right.
Either.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. I thought we decided, Yoz, that we'd run out of superlatives for Jimmy Anderson.
Bionic.
Yeah, until he pulls a hamstring tomorrow or something like that. Then we'll have to reassess. But, yeah, well, it's been a brilliant test match. There were times today when it was quite slow and it felt as though it was sort of inching towards a draw and you wonder where it was going. But it's been to-ing and fro-ing throughout the game. And I said yesterday that if we get to the end of the fourth day and all four results are still possible, then we're in for a tremendous final day. And that's what we are in for. Because, you know, it might be that India get rolled over in the morning, England knock them off a two or three down. But you sense there are...
Surely not.
Well, you sense there are two or three more twists left in this match. I don't think it will be straightforward for England on the final day. But, you know, we thought that India had the better of it at Trent Bridge. And what do they need? 157 with 9 wickets left? You know, we're not in that dissimilar territory, really. It might be, you know, very similar run chases for the team batting last. That was 209 India needed last week. India 154 ahead. And there's the Rishabh Pant factor as far as England are concerned. So, you know, he's that one stumbling block. But is it going to be a lot on him tomorrow because he's batting with the four number 11s?
Mm, yeah, so that's the thing tomorrow. England somehow have to keep Pant off strike, but that's no easy thing. He's a bit mercurial. So it's exciting. The weather forecast looks decent. I think the pitch is decent. Compared to Trent Bridge, where there was plenty of help in that surface, I think here, when the ball gets a little older, it's not too bad to bat. You can certainly stay in. So, and India, because they've only got one spinner as well. So I still think England are favourites, but they've got to get that final wicket or two first, obviously.
One thing we haven't talked about yet, Yoz, is Virat Kohli. Mm. last 10 test matches, averaging in the low 20s, out for 20 today. And Sam Curran was the man that got him. What a celebration. Have you ever celebrated like that? Celebrated a wicket like that, Yoz? You're normally so knackered when you get the ball down to the other end. You haven't barely got the puff to run. But he was off out towards, where was he going? He's out towards deep backwards square leg to celebrate. Big moment for him. First wicket in the series and first real contribution in the match as well after no wickets in the first innings. And a duck. Cody sort of pushing out a ball he didn't really need to play out.
Yeah, he did. I watched the ball carefully and it actually just started to angle in a bit. It started to swing in and then just held its line down the slope. So the bowler does deserve a bit of credit. It wasn't a ball he needed to play at and it was a bit of a loose shot. But the ball just hinted at in-swing first and then went down the slope. So it was a decent delivery. Kohli, at the moment, just hasn't found his fluency, has he? He's being becalmed and very disciplined bowling by England have stopped him scoring. I'm sure he must be inspired by seeing the way Root batted, but at the moment he's not quite there. His rhythm isn't quite there. The bowlers have got on top of him. That started in the World Test Championship final, in fact, didn't it, where he battled in both innings to get runs against New Zealand and didn't ever really make a big impact, and still that's the case.
Yeah, there was a big gap open on the offside, so whether he was, there was a deep cover in, so whether he likes to score, he likes to play the ball, he likes to feel the ball on bat. So whether he was just looking to push that single, there was a lot of chat going on out there as well. Something that Mark Ramprakash noticed and pointed out. Ollie Robinson was in Cody's ear, and actually as Cody walked off, he ran past him as well. So that there was that, and also Curran got one to come back into him. So sometimes you know what it's like. You're forced to play at a ball you don't mean to because you wonder whether the ball's going to come back in. You mentioned it was just shaping back in. Anyway, it felt like a big wicket. It felt like that could be game, set and match, really, as far as England concerned. 55 for three, there's very small lead early in the day, bags of time left in the game. But thanks to Pujara and Rahane, we have got a game tomorrow. One thing you haven't done, Yoz, you haven't given your prediction for tomorrow. We've seen the who's winning graphic, and I said I think England, India, tie, draw. What do you think tomorrow? Do you think India?
England win.
Yeah,
England win. I do. I think they'll get. Maybe they might get 200 lead. I think we can get that. I wouldn't be like to be chasing 250. But I think anything between 180 and 230, England will get. I think the pitch is good. There's enough batting, and India have only got one spinner. So I'm confident England will win. Well, and the weather forecast is decent as well. It's not raining and sort of too seam friendly.
Yeah, great final day in prospect. Come and join us tomorrow to review the Test match. It's been a great game. Let's hope we get a thrilling finish. Goodbye for now.
Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.